right, you primitive screwheads. Listen up.
Guys, we have a code red.
You mean code red the hospital emergency alert, code red the computer worm, or code red the cherry-flavored soft drink from makers of Mountain Dew?
One ring to rule them all.
One ring to find them.
Oh, Jesus.
One ring to bring them all.
And in the darkness, bind them.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
Where's my super suit?
What?
You tell me when I saw this woman!
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run? Did you ever see that?
No, it's probably some dumb sports movie anyways.
Sports movie?
Okay, we gotta put a spotlight on this geek stuff, man.
What the fuck are you bitches babbling about?
We need to bring this to the mainstream, to the people.
Wow, this is even better than I imagined.
We have to show the world that it ain't just about comics and toys.
I have to possess this comic.
Hey, I tried to teach you how to handle comics in the sixth grade, but oh no, you wanted to play Little League instead.
Looks like a really rich fourth grader lives here.
Look at this place, man.
Go look, he's got a billion toys.
I have a Mego Isis action figure.
Mighty Isis.
We're not about dressing up as Green Lantern.
How often does one see a beloved fictional character come to life?
Every year at Comic-Con.
And hoping for that one day, that one fracking day, for Cylons to bring us down a possible space-age future shit.
That's exactly what it's about.
Oh, really? Yeah, this shit ain't gonna work.
Oh, man! I'm still geeking out about it!
All right, look. There's only one return, okay? And it ain't of the king, it's of the Jedi.
Looks like we got more Lucas hounds here to mock Roddenberry.
You'll have to excuse him. He's not down with the trilogy.
There's only one trilogy, you fucking morons.
Oh, Star Wars geek.
Oh, I'm the geek? Look at you two whipping out your preciouses.
I'm gonna kick your ass back to the Shire if you don't shut your fucking mouth.
Where the stars in this piece of shit?
All right, guys, you have your mission. Go forth and wreak havoc.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Come on, you fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics, he can't fight?
We've been waiting for a long time. Yes, we've been waiting for a long, long time. We've been waiting for a long time. But we ain't gonna wait no more. We're getting ready to rock and roll. We're gonna 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3. Well, there's a reason everybody should be shaking.
Hello.
How's it going?
Okay.
It's been like a week, two.
It's like it's been 6 months.
I think it's been quite 6 months. It's been like 2 months.
6 weeks.
6 weeks.
Has it been? I don't know.
Well, I think our last episode was recorded.
You were not a father.
No, that's correct. It was. I think it went up the first week of May.
Your kid is now in college.
Right. So it's been like 18 years. Sounds about right. No, I think it's been about 6 or 7 weeks.
Yes, it's definitely been quite a long time since you've heard Big Kev's Geek Stuff here on the Big Kev's Geek Stuff Network.
It's not really a network anymore. Oh, that's something we could talk about tonight, too.
Well, no, all right. So let's take it one piece at a time.
All right.
So as we know, if you're listening to this, thank you so much for hanging in there and waiting for us to get back on track. And as you don't know, of course, if you don't know, rather, I should say, our own OG became a father.
I did.
To young Frodo Washburn Cipolletti.
That's not his name.
Well, it's because you lost. Do we say the boy's name?
We could say it's Thomas.
Thomas. Yes, young Thomas was born on someday in the recent past.
May 25th.
Yes, May 25th. OG also corner-eyed a placenta. So
I did.
I'm just saying.
It's true.
And we, of course, as a collective, as a functioning enterprise here, Big Kev's Geek Stuff, moved our locale, and you're hearing us now from the much more comfortable, yet slightly more damp at the moment, Studio B. So we'll now be coming to you from Studio B. Studio A no longer in existence.
Studio A is dead.
Yes, sir. So Studio B will be our new home. We're very excited to be getting back on track. And this episode, episode 230, we're calling it, we didn't decide no, what we're calling it.
Welcome
we
back.
We told you we'd be back.
There. We told you so.
Yeah, we told you so. That's it. So it's episode 230, We Told You So. And for those, and Corn Boy can now, you know, stop calling the suicide prevention hotline. We're still here. I still need a gold action figure, Corn Boy. Just saying. So anyway, there's been so much going on since we've been gone. We are kind of monkeying our way through this because Studio B is not finished yet.
That's right.
We're kind of making our way. You got to say one thing about Studio B.
What?
A lot more comfortable than Studio A.
I think it has the potential to be a lot more comfortable. I'm still doing this lean forward thing now.
You should just pull it back, sir.
No, I'm okay.
Okay. I'm just saying you could pull it all the way back to there. And...
Yeah, well, no, I'm not complaining.
Okay.
I don't want to kick the stand.
I'm just saying.
I don't want a Timony episode where like later on we find out nothing recorded.
I just want you to be comfortable. Oh, no. And of course, now we can see it too.
That's right.
Because the Studio B thing is entirely different.
This is our virtual producer.
That's right.
We call it Monitor, our virtual producer.
Oh, hello, Monitor. Monitor, did you read the new Green Lantern? No? Okay. Well,
no.
Maybe Monitor will check in someday.
Monitor, less likely to break a desk chair. I'm just saying.
That's a good point.
So
Monitor,
so there it is.
Monitor, not far from being on a desk chair at this point.
That's true.
So, you know, we'll be, as we've previously mentioned, we will be getting ourselves back on track in the next couple of weeks. So, of course, you'll bear with us this show. And we just want to catch up a little bit. This is not going to be a regular formatted show. The regular formatted program will return next week in some fashion.
Yeah, we actually have a lot going on.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, we have some new stuff. I think we probably have a new website coming down the line.
Yep,
that's coming
really, really soon. That's coming. We hope to have that for the launch, but like everything with Big Kev's Geek stuff, never kind of happens exactly when you want it. So that's coming for sure.
We've got two new sponsors that we'll discuss tonight and a third one on the way.
Nice.
Very cool. So that's there.
We have taken a hiatus from SiriusXM. I think that's probably a big piece of news for some people.
That is a big... Some of you probably already know about that.
Right.
But yes.
We did take a hiatus from SiriusXM. We don't know when we'll be returning to SiriusXM, but we know that we will be returning at some point. We think. And until then, Dr. Steve. You can check out Weird Medicine with Dr. Steve over there. Now solely occupying the slot. Why? We don't know, but those are not decisions that are made by us.
Right.
We needed a break. We got one.
I was going to say, I think we should say that those decisions weren't entirely made by us, and
we can
leave it at that.
We were ready. We were going
on
this hiatus anyway, so the timing was fine. So we'll when and if that reality comes to pass that we're going back on SiriusXM, of course, we'll talk about it. Right here on Big Kev's Geek Stuff, the podcast.
That's right.
Which we can probably again switch to just calling Big Kev's Geek Stuff for right now.
I think we should, as a matter of fact.
And you listeners may also appreciate some of the new things that we have, some of the new programs that we're doing. Of course, we're launching our, we'll have full details of this next week. We're launching our Tell a Friend program.
All right.
Where we will be rewarding you, the listener, for telling a friend or telling two friends.
We haven't really figured that out yet.
Well,
so.
That's complete details are coming. They're coming. So that's something, of course. There's going to be brand new donation sponsorship type things coming to the new website, correct?
That is correct.
That's going to allow us to keep this monkey rolling along,
right,
as it were. Of course, the usual things that you're used to will be back. Big Kev's game stuff.
Which actually, there was a couple of those while we were away. A couple of expanded episodes of that while we were away to keep you entertained.
And thank you to that young gentleman who does those.
Coke Logic.
Him. And of course, we have gotten quite a few letters or requests wanting to know when the next Little Fifi's Who Stuff would be premiering, and that will be very soon as well. She's in the process of recording. She was taking her final exams. And
was that her excuse?
That was her excuse. Yeah. which I just made up.
All right,
and
nice.
But she has a couple in the pipeline, so we're going to be looking forward to those.
Good.
The usual comics, DVDs, and so on and so forth. That will all be back as normal.
Right.
And so we're on the pledge drive, and as we head into. And pledge, I mean listener. We're on the listener drive. The pledge drive that will come. That's almost the Big Kev's Begathon is almost due, isn't it?
Is that a summertime thing?
That is a summertime thing. Yeah. So there'll be brand new opportunities to be a part of that programming as well. So without any further ado,
Geek Stuff, what's in the news?
Well, news is really kind of...
The news is...
It's really kind of questionable. We're back.
That's one bit of news. The Hobbit's almost done filming.
Right. We saw a first image this week of... what's his name? As
Martin.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Martin something. That dude from The Office. Martin Freeman.
Freeman.
As Bilbo.
Oh,
and,
really?
And Gandalf. Ian McKellen as Gandalf,
I think, was in that
image. See, you know, I tried to stay up to date.
So did
Just saying.
You want to know all about what's happening in the Star Wars action figure world? Because I can tell you all that.
No, it's
a lie. I'm a little behind on a bunch of things.
So, very casual this week. We're just going through this stuff.
Very.
Pottermore?
Pottermore. J.K. Rowling announces that they're going to be doing some sort of Potter thing.
Let's talk
online.
About Pottermore.
Okay.
A little bit.
Okay.
So, Pottermore is going to be, from what I gather, the social networking... of the Harry Potter world?
Right.
Is that kind of what it is?
What we initially heard was that it might be some sort of MMO.
Oh, I don't know that that's the case.
A while ago.
Yes.
But that's not the case now.
We do know that it will be, at least for a limited time, the only place for you to get the ebook versions of the Harry Potter books, which will launch this fall.
Right.
We do know that J.K. Rowling has written an outstanding 1,800 words, which is like a short story.
Right.
But
that is not going to be her only contribution.
No, right.
If I understood that correctly, this was the first.
My understanding is that this is the first of a few.
Right.
I don't want to say many.
Right.
But of a few.
Right.
Expansions in the Potter world.
Right.
And really, there's not, I mean, there's a teaser, like if you go to Pottermore.com, there's like a little teaser video with J.K. Rowling.
Yeah.
The site doesn't really fully launch.
We posted that on our Facebook page. Yeah.
Facebook.com/BKGeekStuff.
Right.
Still there. That doesn't fully launch until the fall. I think it's like September, October-ish.
Right.
So obviously when that comes around, we'll talk about that a little bit more.
Right.
But that was pretty big. We could talk about DC. That was pretty huge.
Wait till we get the comics for that. Even though we don't really have... Oh, but you do have some.
Well, I have something I want to talk about
DC,
during comics.
All right. DC Comics, in response to the overwhelming amount of lawsuits that are coming in regarding ownership of their classic characters, has decided in their infinite wisdom to reboot the entire DC universe. Right?
Yes. They've selected 52 titles, some of which you know and some of which I think don't.
Are new, yeah.
And some of which are woefully not, like Action I don't think is in there. And Detective I don't think is in there.
Oh, really?
I believe that's the case. Yeah, so they've picked 52 new titles. They're all going to start over with number one. And this isn't just a numbering start over. This is a start over start. This is ultimate DC.
No.
Only the regular continuity is gone.
No, I would say it's ultimate. You know, it's more like when they did it with the X-Men, where the whole universe was in Franklin's ball. What was that called?
Oh God,
Heroes Reborn.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe it's more like that, that, right?
Except that
they're never going to go back.
The thought is that they're never going to go back.
Right.
And that even Heroes Reborn was kind of like this contained story,
right,
which encompassed the Marvel Universe, while other aspects of the Marvel Universe continued to go on.
Right.
That's not the case here. This is
the entire thing.
The entire thing. There is no
rebuilding from the ground
from
up.
From the ground up. It's pretty epic.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that are really upset. I've read a couple of stories online or heard a couple of people, I'm canceling all of my subscriptions. I think that's a bit premature.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the opportunity.
I can understand you're upset, but yeah. I think you have to at least read a couple, right?
Yeah. I mean, you got to give it a shot. And let's be honest, if this was Marvel, we'd be tearing it a new butt.
Well,
if Marvel was restarting all their books, we'd be like, you out of your mind.
Well, I think DC deserves a bit of a tearing.
I'm not saying they don't. They absolutely do. I don't think this is necessarily a good idea. I think this is a wretched thing to do, especially since they, I mean, are they going to wrap up all these storylines that they have? These long-standing, like Blackest Night, Brightest Day,
well,
and all that?
That stuff is kind of coming to an end as Flashpoint kicks off.
Right.
I think the idea is that Flashpoint will wrap by then.
Right.
Except that, I mean, unless in the next month or two, every single issue of every single book is going to start becoming self-contained generic stories. Which I mean, take Detective, for example, right? Which currently isn't part of a huge DC story, but is in the middle of
a long-standing right.
story arc.
Right.
I mean, I read Detective. So what's going to happen? Like in September, for example.
Exactly.
Someone
shoots Batman.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, are they going to kill them? I don't see any way to wrap up all of these books.
And it kind of sucks because I was just starting to get into Batman Beyond. What's that on, like, issue 6? You know, like, it's really disheartening in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I want to kind of see what they're going to do. And the reason, as I mentioned at the top of this, the reason that they started this was because they were getting sued by everyone.
By the Siegel kids?
Yeah, and it was more than that. There were a couple other ones, too, I thought, that were either pending or something, or maybe hadn't been fully announced.
Because suddenly everybody wants a check.
Yeah.
So, well, whatever.
The motherfuckers want to check.
So, yeah. So, I mean, there's a lot of information out there on that.
Right.
This is really kind of a overview. And we'll talk about it more, obviously, as it gets closer, as we find out more.
Yeah. And then we'll get into the books, of course. We're going to be very interested to see what they do with the characters that we enjoy. OG is a big Green Arrow fan.
And he's on there.
And I am a big Batman fan. Who is also on there.
I will try to find a complete list of the 52 titles.
Okay.
And post it.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Somewhere.
Cool.
I'll put it either on the Facebook page or on the website or link to it on the website.
Right.
The message boards. Somewhere I'll provide you with those 52 titles.
Nice.
I think I have them saved somewhere. So
nice.
What else?
Well, let's see. Some recent adventures include I hosted the Lord of the Rings Return of the King. No, I'm sorry. Lord of the Rings Fellowship of the Ring Director's Cut on the big screen 2 weeks ago. I did not do Two Towers last week because I was at the 92nd Street Y in Manhattan listening and speaking with, actually, one Neil Gaiman.
Right. Now, that was to commemorate the 10-year anniversary of American Gods.
Correct.
Which is also on the quick path to a TV show.
Yes, we talked about that. HBO will be handling that show. And
kudos.
Yes, what's that?
Kudos.
Yeah, that's a good sign. If Game of Thrones is any indication. Then...
Well, you know, American Gods, out of all of the Gaiman books that I've read, and I've read almost all of them, I think. American Gods is the one that stands out to me that could survive as more than just a miniseries.
Right.
Like, I could see that being an extended, several seasons, extended series kind of thing.
Well, Neil has also talked about American Gods 2.
A novel.
a novel.
Excellent.
So we'll
I'm
see.
I'm a big fan of the American Gods.
I mean, too. And we'll see if it comes to pass. You might want to pick up OG that was just released in the conjunction with the anniversary was the authorized text. The author's preferred text, I think, is what it's called.
Oh, really?
American Gods, the author's preferred text.
I will look that up.
I was gifted one, and nice. It was lovely. And it was great to talk to Neil, of course, sure. who we haven't talked to. And I haven't talked to him in a while, and he was great. He was telling us all about his travels, adventures, TV show. I mean, there's a whole bunch of things, Neil Gaiman-wise, that are coming down the pipe. A few more kids things.
Nice.
Which I guess he's having fun with, and some other things as well.
So. That's because his kid stuff, you know, it's kids in air quotes.
Right.
His kid stuff really is mass appeal.
Yeah,
I mean, Coraline.
Mass appeal.
Is mass appeal. I mean, right. It's just, you know. But, well, that's great. I mean, it's always good to catch up with Neil and see what he has in the works.
Right. And then preemptively, I'm telling you that this coming Tuesday, which by the time you hear this will likely have passed. I will be hosting or will have hosted the Lord of the Rings Return of the King. I'm doing that at AMC Clifton Commons in New Jersey. I believe it's a 7 p.m. show. I think tickets are still available, although there was a really big house for a Fellowship of the Ring. And I watched the director's cut on the big screen, which of course is fabulous. And they're doing this because the end of the month is the Lord of the Rings, the director's cuts Blu-ray.
Right.
Is the end of the month. So they're kind of doing this in conjunction with that release, which is great, which is kind of the same thing they did with Back to the Future when I hosted Back to the Future. So Return of the King is really, really long.
Plus hours,
really
isn't it?
Long. Yeah. And that's great. I'm looking forward to it. Let me just say this though. I saw Fellowship of the Ring, the director's cut, and then the other day, the Fellowship of the Ring was on cable, and I watched it. I didn't realize what a crap cut the original cut of the movie was
compared to the director's cut. Oh, sure.
I mean, it's awful. I mean, it's really not very good when compared to the director's cut.
Well, I mean, it's hard to compare it to the director's cut.
I know, but I remember just being absolutely mesmerized by that movie when it came out. And then when
When we saw it in the theater, it was the best thing since.
Oh my God. The trailer. Yeah. Remember the trailer when they're coming up over the hill with that great music, really slow, that one scene where you see the entire fellowship? Yeah. I mean, that was like you were just shaking in your boots, couldn't wait for that thing to occur. But that said, you know, when the movie came out, it was great. But when the director's cut came out, it was absolutely fantastic. And so I'm looking forward to that. And the Blu-ray is also at the end of the month.
Excellent.
Yes. I think with that, OG, let's take our first break.
Right.
And we'll be right back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 230.
We told you so.
We told you so.
Hey, this is OG. Big Kev's Geek Stuff reaches tons of listeners each month across multiple platforms, and now so can you. If you're trying to reach the geek community, Big Kev's Geek Stuff offers some great advertising opportunities for your products or services at great rates. You won't find a better way to reach your target market than through advertising with Big Kev's Geek Stuff. So head over to BigKev'sGeekStuff.com and click on the advertising link and start reaching potential new buyers immediately.
Wow, with all the flair and delivery of a corpse.
Hello, this is Neil Gaiman, writer of lots of different things, really, and you're listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 230, We Told You So.
Yes, we did.
Everybody, not just Cornboy this time.
No, it was everyone. Everybody. We told everybody.
Like, we said, we'll be back eventually.
Cornboy got on Facebook while we were gone.
I know.
And all of a sudden, he has 8,500 friends.
Well, he's popular.
Nobody is intimate with Cornboy like we are. Well, how come all these people think?
I consider Cornboy a friend. I don't know that I'd say I'm intimate with
Cornboy. It's an intimate friendship as compared to some dude in Iowa.
Well,
he's from Iowa, though, isn't he?
I don't know.
Maybe he is. Maybe he's an intimate acquaintance in Iowa.
Anyway, real quick while we were gone, I happened to mention at the top of the show that we did pick up a sponsor. new sponsor. That is Superpower Collectibles.
Superpower Collectibles.
It's a great new site. He's got Sideshow, Hot Toys, NECA, DC, Marvel, tons of other statues, toys, figures.
Right,
you
nice.
Check out superpowercollectibles.com. And as a fan and listener of Big Kev's Geek Stuff, if you go over there, you get $10 off of a purchase of $40 or more.
Nice.
Plus free shipping.
Wow.
Use coupon code BIGKEV.
So
during the checkout.
Yeah, so look.
$40, that's easy. That's one item.
Look, let's put it this way. Are you going to buy something online, let's say, in the next 2 weeks?
Right.
Then just go online to Superpower Collectibles. Buy it there. You get $10 off. You get free shipping. You help out the show. You help out the sponsor. You're doing a world of good.
Everybody is happy.
Everyone is happy. What's that website, OG?
Superpowercollectibles.com. And there is a banner on the site. You see it right on the sidebar there. You can click on that, and I'll shoot you right over.
Over at BigKevsGeekStuff.com?
That is correct, sir.
Ah, lovely.
Geek stuff. Comic news.
Smell that? That's the smell of new comic books.
Okay, so comics.
Yeah.
We don't really have any regular... Couple, oh, this is what came out this week.
Couple came out while we were gone.
A couple did come out while we were gone.
Couple weeks worth came out. But I'm trying to think if there's anything really significant that came out while we were gone.
I mean, for the Guild comic fans, Blades, the first issue of Blades started.
Oh.
I mean, there's a lot of regular issues. I don't think any, I don't even know about huge trades. I mean, I read a couple trades over the break. Felicia Day.
Yeah, I know that name.
Yeah. Calm your bones. She's going to be at New York Comic Con.
I heard. So I have to collect myself now.
So prepare.
I have a few months to get myself together.
Plenty of time.
Wouldn't it be awesome?
Are we going to New York Comic Con?
We are going to New York Comic
Con. Oh, good.
Oh,
yeah. I was just making sure.
Oh, no, we are. Okay. You know what my ultimate goal at New York Comic Con will be?
What?
To get Felicia Day to do a drop for this show.
Nice.
Because I don't think we have her doing a drop.
Love is just a regular nature. This is Felicia Day.
Yeah, I don't think we have her doing a drop.
You know, if you sweet talk her like you've done in the past,
yeah.
I'm sure she'd be
I'm
happy
sure she won't call her. Security to have me removed.
All right. So, comics.
Yes.
We don't have the regular this is what came out while we were gone kind of thing. But we do have something I wanted to mention.
Right.
Two things.
Okay.
Did you have something you wanted to mention?
No, I was trying to think. I went to Wizard Philly.
Oh.
And I bought some trades because that's what we do.
That's what you do at Wizard Philly.
And I was trying to think if there was something significant, but I can't remember. If there is, I can't remember what it was.
All right.
Except Philly, it was just as a matter. I know you're looking at me like I should tell you how my experience was.
But I know how your experience was.
It was fine.
It was Philly.
Yeah, it was just like normal.
Yeah. You walk around for a couple hours. You see a couple of things.
That's it.
You buy a couple of things.
That's it.
And you come home.
That's all.
Maybe you stop for a cheesesteak on the way.
No.
No? Just not the...
Not happening.
Not happening.
Cheesesteak. Comics. Sorry. Yes. Tangent.
So I have two things. First is a couple of comic books, and second is an art book that we're going to be giving away.
Oh!
So there's that.
There's an art book to be given away?
There is.
Was there one provided to the hosts of the show?
There was.
Oh. Oh, I see.
Anyway, so while we were away,
uh-huh.
You know, I was just a regular part of the internet. While we were away.
No comment.
You know, checking out other people's shows and sites and stuff like that.
Sure.
No, but in all seriousness, there is a site that I frequent pretty frequently, pretty regularly, SpankyStokes.com. It's probably one of the premier sites for, you know, vinyl and art and toys and stuff like that. He's like one of my main sources. So I'm going over there and I'm like, hey, he's got a comic book contest going on his site. That's a little bit different. So I decide I'm going to... check this out. Is everything all right?
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm going to go check this out. So I enter the contest, and I win.
You won?
I won.
What'd you win?
So there's a studio. It's called Blacklist Studios.
Okay.
And I guess they have two books out. One is called The King, and one is called Robot 13.
Let me see. Okay.
So my prize came in the mail, actually, 2 days ago. And I decided to myself, well, I'm going to read these prior to recording this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff, because maybe I want to talk about him on the show.
I like Robot 13.
You're going to like Robot 13 a lot.
Wow, that art is very reminiscent
yes.
of
okay.
a Muppet.
So
that I know,
the very first thing that's absolutely noticeable, and actually, now that you have them in front of you, you want to just mention the two creators' names on the front of that book there
of Robot 13.
They're both. I think they're both the same,
Thomas Hall and Daniel Bradford.
Yes, I believe Daniel Bradford is the artist. Okay. I believe. If you
want to
just double check,
pop
maybe.
One open while you continue.
Yeah. So Robot 13, the very first thing that is abundantly noticeable about this book is that the artwork, which is outstanding, I have to say.
It is outstanding.
It is outstanding, I have to say, is very inspired by, is that the right word? Is that?
I'd say that's acceptable.
Inspired by? Or maybe is, this artist was clearly a fan of, is influenced by, maybe that's what I'm looking for.
Influence is probably the best word.
Mike Mignola.
Yes.
Okay. It has a very kind of
BPRD,
Hellboy feel to it.
Uh-huh.
And that being said, that's awesome because it works really well.
Daniel Bradford.
Is the artist. All right. That's what I thought. Yes. Okay. So Robot 13 is about, a kind of quick synopsis. It's about this robot. It's kind of like a robot body with a skull floating in
something,
a head, like in a space helmet bubble kind of thing. You know,
one of those oldie time bubble.
Yeah,
helmets.
It's like a Mars Attacks bubble because it's like long and oblong. And the premise of the book is kind of that you don't really know what Robot 13 is. That's kind of what the story is telling.
Okay,
all you know is that he's been around for thousands of years. And that he was created to kind of fight monsters.
Okay.
Like, he fights, like, the Phoenix, and he fights Medusa, and he fights... like, it's all these mythological creatures.
Okay.
Okay?
Also reminiscent.
And he, you know, it like, the story it takes place or originates in Crete. So it has this whole mythological...
okay.
It's actually pretty interesting.
I'm interested.
The artwork definitely stands out. The writing, I don't want to say that the writing is lax, I think that the artwork is really important to the story.
Okay.
More so than in some other cases. You
right.
know, like I think that the artwork, you know, some books you can almost read without looking at the art.
Uh-huh.
This you really kind of need a healthy combination of both.
Okay.
But it's a good book.
And now I'm looking at The King.
All right. So The King is good too. But, you know, I guess my issue is, while reading these, is that I kind of almost wish that both of these weren't so... Maybe it's just me, but I wish they weren't so completely... reminiscent of other things.
That's not dissuading me from wanting to read.
No. It's good. I actually really like it.
Okay.
But again, I'm reading it, and I'm kind of feeling Bubba Hotep.
But you know what?
While I'm reading it.
But you know what? I'll take that.
I'm not knocking it. Again, okay. I really liked it. Now, I should say, Robot 13, I think the first three issues are out, and King, the first two issues are out, which is what I have here.
These are great.
And again, I don't want to make that sound like it's a bad thing. I don't think that it's a bad thing, but that's kind of what I feel like. I feel like, so the King is like a dude that looks like Elvis.
Elvis.
That fights monsters.
Or is it Elvis?
Or is it Elvis? That fights monsters.
Right.
I mean, that's the, you know, like, and it's funny. The King is actually, like, King is kind of funny. Like,
right.
He goes to he ends up in, like, a Mexican joint, and he orders, like, a peanut butter and banana burrito. Like,
right. That's funny.
It's funny.
Yeah.
But, you know, Blacklist Studios is the company putting out these books.
They got a website?
I think it's blackliststudios.com, but you can confirm. I'll put up a link to this.
Okay. Well,
that being said, I entirely encourage you to check out both of these books.
Oh, yeah. They look really terrific.
They both are really fun reads. The artwork is beautiful. The writing is really good. King is definitely more funny. Robot 13 is a little bit more serious. But these two guys putting out both of those books, I mean, that's great, man. I love to see the independent guys put out solid books. I've never heard of these books. I've never seen them at my local comic book
store. I've never
store.
Heard of them. I've never heard of the writers or the artists. I think they're both really terrific.
I'm guessing you have to
well, I'm,
go
I'm,
online to get them or maybe meet them at a con.
Right.
But you know, who knows? Maybe, I don't know if Diamond solicits them, but maybe you should ask for it at your local store. Maybe it's something they can carry.
Okay.
But definitely.
Blacklist Studios.
Yeah. And again, look, they're reminiscent of things that you're familiar with. That's not a bad thing.
But not in a bad way.
Right. Exactly.
Because we've seen things that have been reminiscent
of. We've seen things that are ripoffs.
Ripoffs. But we have also seen things that are reminiscent, not in a good way. I mean, not even directly ripoffs, but I mean, like stuff that was like kind of like something else, but different enough where it was annoying, you know, right. What I mean? Not like a celebration, but more like a, you know, like a bastardization.
These are both unique enough in their
absolutely.
Own way.
I can tell just by looking
to really stand out. So I recommend both of these, King those. And Robot 13. Robot 13 is actually listed as R13. So if you have a hard time finding it, but so there you go.
And what's that book?
We've talked about on the show before. There's a company, a Jersey-based company called Vegemation Press. And they put out these art books. They find these artists from around the world, I believe. I don't think
we've covered like two of these so far.
Well, we've covered
we?
Volume 1 and Volume 2 of this book, Introducing.
Right.
And we've also covered some of the individual books
that
they have put out. This is the most recent volume of Introducing. This is the new book. And actually, a couple weeks back, we had mentioned a contest that they were having where they actually gave out a set of their books, including the new volume of the book. And they have so graciously provided us with volume 3 of the book. And they have provided us with a copy to give away to you.
I'm thumbing through it right now.
The listener of Big Kev's Geek Stuff. So what do you think for this contest? Message board?
Oh, this is all up to you, buddy. I'm leaving this one fully in your hands.
All right.
There's some nice stuff in here, though. I'll tell you what. Whoever does win this, however you are giving it away, they are going to be very pleased with the contents of this book. These are very... Some of these are excellent.
Well, I'm going to say... What's the website for Vegemation Press? Is it just VegemationPress.com?
Yes, Vegemation... VegamationPress.com.
All right. In order to enter this contest, I want you to go over to the Vegemation Press website, right? And I want you to check out some of the books that they have for sale. And I want you to pick one of the books that they have for sale that you think you might want to have in addition to Introducing 13, and just post that book. Post a picture of the cover on the website, or just type the name of the cover, and I'll pick someone at random.
There you go.
And we'll send you volume 3.
The
other
go.
Thing I want to say is, you know, we have a lot of people who listen to this show are like creative types. Maybe you're a talented artist. They have a submit feature.
Oh, yeah.
You could submit your stuff. And you could be considered for your own book, for inclusion in one of the introducing books.
Introducing Volume 4. Maybe.
So we encourage all of you, go over to VegemationPress.com, check the books out. Hopefully you can win a copy of Volume 3.
There you go.
And I think that's going to wrap up the comics section.
Yes.
Geek Stuff. Product reviews.
Product.
Yeah, and there's been a bunch of things that have come out. Not the least of which, of course, that we wanted to talk about was Green Lantern movie-related things, which are coming out of our ears.
Yeah, about a billion of them.
Yeah, we'll talk about those next week. In
the peg warmer section of the show?
In the wrap-up, sort of. Do we have a peg warmer section? No,
but we could.
Good with that one. Well, you know, when
that
you...
could be interactive.
Listen.
Go to your local store. Take a picture once a week.
Wow.
Submit the peg warmer.
Wow, that could be cool.
We'll pick a winner.
Wow, OG
we'll give something away.
OG might have just come up with a brand new contest.
Look forward to the peg warmer contest coming down the pipeline.
Big Kev's peg warmer of the week or something. Yeah, that's a cool idea. What I was about to say was, you know, when you compare the star of your movie to Sam J. Jones from the Flash Gordon movie from 1980, that is a really harsh criticism on Ryan Reynolds. I'm just saying.
Who made that criticism?
EW.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't read that article.
Oh, yes, sir. I read it, and I was like, ooh, ow.
Well, look, hey, if Green Lantern years from now ends up with the cult classic notoriety of Flash Gordon.
That's true.
Then
you could end up on this very program.
Recording commentary.
By the way, Sam J. Jones and a friend of this program, more than a friend, more like an intimate acquaintance of this program,
yeah.
Melody Anderson,
yes.
Going to be at something in Maryland. I think it may be Monster Mania in Maryland.
Oh, nice.
Or something.
Both of them together?
Yeah.
Oodalolly.
We're going to go
well,
to that.
I'm going
to
say this then. You may, if you're still trying to hunt down that ever elusive commentary disc.
Right. Some
just,
of those.
I'm just saying. They might have some of those.
I'm telling you, some of those may turn up back here for sale at Big Kids.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Uh-huh. Things are happening, sir. Things
you
are
know,
happening.
Yeah. We'll have to integrate a we'll have to integrate a store into the new website.
Yeah, that's true.
Because I don't want to tease too many. Things.
There's actually
let's just say
right.
There are a lot of people right now that want to collaborate with us,
right.
And start doing like you know maybe some exclusives.
Yeah,
for
I was going to say
our site,
right? Some vinyl people and some
yeah.
customizers and things.
Anyway,
product. Yes.
So I. attended. You were not there.
I was very upset.
This is the flip side of the other
right.
segment.
Of most
but,
of our
yeah.
things.
I attended the Joe Scarano Dead Enders art exhibit at Suburban Vinyl
right.
in Hawthorne, New Jersey.
Correct.
Now, we've been there before. We've talked about them before.
Yeah, we did. We were there for, what was the last show?
We were there for the Jeremiah Kettner Small
right.
and Round show.
Right.
Suburban Vinyl, another sponsor to this fine program.
Is that right?
They are. Hmm. So you should check them out. Suburbanvinyl.com.
Great.
So I was there for that show. I got to meet to Joe, hang out for a minute. His art is fantastic. Some of his art kind of it's very reminiscent of or a couple pieces kind of remind me of like old school animation. Kind of.
Okay.
And some of it, like there was a couple pieces where I was like, that looks kind of like an old Disney animation gone wrong.
Right.
All right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you've seen some of the pictures that
I posted
online.
Oh, I looked at the whole site for the thing. It's terrific.
And I got a plethora of pictures to post as well.
Right.
I was there for that event. And again, I got to meet Joe. I bought a print.
Oh, you did?
Signed it for me.
Oh.
Drew some stuff on it. It was really nice.
That's why I'm so upset that I'm really upset that I didn't reach you beforehand to tell you to buy me a print.
Oh, I would have.
I didn't even think of it. You know, I thought of it last night and I was like, he ain't there anymore.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I know that Suburban Vinyl still has some of the prints for sale.
Right.
And I'm sure if we wanted to get a hold of Joe.
You know, if I was looking to get a hold of Joe, OG, what could I possibly do? Is there a phone number or a website?
Well,
or?
You can go to his website. I believe it's joescarano.com.
I meant the sponsor, Suburban Vinyl, sir. I was trying to ham-handedly.
Well, all right. Let's talk a little bit about this. Suburban Vinyl curated the show.
Right.
Hosted the show.
Right.
Put up the show.
Right.
I believe that you can buy the paintings and stuff through their site.
Okay.
But it links back to
Joe's site
somehow.
Right.
So I go to suburbanvinyl.com.
There.
In their store, you will see the prints are not on the site.
Oh.
I think you have to email the owner of the shop about the prints because I don't think he has them for sale on the site. But
okay.
The originals are all for sale on the site.
Gotcha.
He's got some custom toys too, some painted toys that he did.
Oh, nice!
It's really nice stuff. It's
cool.
It's really solid, awesome stuff.
How long is the show up till?
I don't actually know the runtime of that show.
Okay.
I'm sure it's not on Facebook. But if you go to
probably call him up, right?
If you look up Suburban Vinyl on Facebook, they have a Facebook page, or
oh.
go to the page. You can contact them.
Okay.
And
figure it out that way.
Find out that way.
Gotcha.
So I was there for the Joe Scarano show,
mm-hmm.
and while I was there. I picked up some Dunnies.
Yeah, the brand new 2011 Dunny line has come out, correct?
That is correct. This came out, it only came out about 2 or 3 days before the show. Right. The Scrano Show. So I knew.
And I also missed that. They had a release party at the Kid Robot store in New York.
Yeah, and there was also one at My Plastic
Heart. And also My Plastic Heart, and I couldn't make either one, and I was really upset about it. So
Look, it's a Dunny line. I mean, you know, we've talked about the Dunnies before.
Right.
You know what they are.
Well, let's reiterate. It's one sort of form, kind of looks like a bunny, and then different artists reinterpret the form in different ways. You know, it's almost like a do-it-yourself kind of thing. You know, where they're allowed to, decorate this form, change the form, and so on and so forth, in a way that's still producible by Kid Robot, I should say.
That is correct.
And then they put them out in a blind box fashion, meaning you don't know what you get. And there's 18. Now, is there's 18 in the line? I understand there may be some additional color variants as well in this line.
Yes, there are.
But a couple of new things this time around. There is a Build-A-Dunny.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Okay. OG's a little upset about it. I think it's pretty cool, but OG is upset.
I think the concept of a Build-A-Dunny is cool.
Right.
I think that a Build-A-Figure and a Blind Box series is a complete dick move.
Really?
Yeah, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
I don't like Build-A-Figures to begin with.
I know that you don't.
All right. I don't like the idea of a company forcing me to buy a bunch of figures that I don't want to complete a figure that I do want.
Okay.
All right. But we do it. It's part of the culture.
Right.
It happens. I don't like it, but I've occasionally participated in the practice.
Gotcha.
I don't really like Blind Box either.
We know that too.
Okay. Only because...
You want the ones that you want.
I'm terrible at pulling.
Right.
Although this time around, I did very well. But traditionally speaking, I end up with like 75 of the same figure. Do you know what I mean?
You buy that many?
Well, no, I'm exaggerating.
You do
many. All right. Out of the ones that I've picked up this time around...
Right.
I've gotten 3 of the Lemaird figure.
What's Lemaird?
That is the one with
what it looks like.
The ZEV.
Oh, okay.
Across, all right. So I've gotten 3 of that figure.
Wow.
For example. Okay. So I have a little bit of an issue. I don't like that. Because then what do I do? And I buy more. But I understand blind box culture. And again, I have participated in this practice.
Right.
I don't like it. I participate in it.
We should say also you can join in the fun over at kidrobot.com. And if you don't know what we're talking about, you can see them over there. We got, what are we giving away? 4 of these?
Sure.
We're giving 4 of these away. You need to just be one of our randomly selected email participants. You want to email geekstuffog@gmail.com.
We'll do it the same exact way we did the last time. Subject line. I want a Dunny with your name and shipping information.
Right.
We'll select 4 at random and we'll send them out.
And make sure that you open that email with, hey, Kev.
And you will be eliminated automatically.
I just wanted to see if we were still on that.
Yes.
You're a little upset. I would like to describe for you, OG, if I could, just a couple that I want personally out of this set.
Okay.
Okay. The first one is the zombie.
Huck G Zombie.
Huck G Zombie has a little sign that says brains on it. Very clever. He's missing one arm.
That's
he's
correct.
Missing one ear, but the bone is sticking out of the ear and the little stump of the arm.
That's correct.
Awesome looking piece. The one right next to that, of course, is the Super Deluxe Rare 1 of 200.
Good luck with that.
Which is the Zombie Hunter.
Also by Huck G.
Also by Huck G. It looks like he has a gun in one hand and conveniently a chainsaw on the other.
And you're also missing something.
What am I missing?
He has the arm of the zombie dunny.
Oh.
Attached to his
looks
ear.
Looks like going through his ear there.
As though it has been torn off in combat.
Interesting. Very interesting. The next one I like is the gumball machine.
Yeah, I forget the artist's name on that one.
And basically, this artist hollowed out the head and put little colored balls inside it like a gumball machine. And he comes with a little coin. It's very cute. It's a very interesting, different rendition of the form, if you will. I also like the space dog.
Right.
Who comes with the classic, you know, the spacesuit, but the classic bubble helmet.
Right.
The Buck Rogers style bubble helmet is very, very interesting to me. And the, I got to say, I think it's the, is it the last one? It's the second to last one now, because OG just showed me one that that I also like, is the, it looks like, here's what I'm calling it. Here's what I, oh, you have one out, OG. Let me see that. Here's what I'm calling it, OG. You ready? I'm calling it Master Blaster. That's what I'm calling it. It is a little tiny little character riding atop the dunny who is in some sort of shackles, not shackles, like riding gear, if
yeah,
you will.
Yeah, it's a little S&M.
Yeah, I'm still going with Master Blaster.
But Master Blaster, all right.
Master Blaster, yeah. I really like that. Who's the artist on that one, OG?
Chuck Boy.
I really like that one.
You know, he did, Chuck Boy did another dunny that you really like. You know, your dunny, you don't like, the from the Two-Tone series.
Okay.
The cyborg with the big arm.
Oh, yeah.
That was, I believe that was Chuck Boy.
I still need one of those for you listeners out there who collect dunnies. I need the Angry Wobots Two-Tone. And then lastly, in this line, I like the gas mask, although, to be honest, it is the worst illustration on this box. It looks like somebody took a crap on a dunny.
Well, here's the problem.
The problem is that he's all black. All
right. Here's the problem.
Right.
The artist for this is Drill One.
Okay.
Okay.
We know Drill One.
We do. He was a guest at our table at New York Comic Con this year. Drill One is his thing.
Uh-huh.
Right, and he may not want to be classified, but his thing is rust.
Right.
Like every he's really solid at like rusting stuff up.
Right.
You know, and making it look really aged and worn and
metallic.
And metallic.
Right.
The original concept for the dunny, I believe, was supposed to be careful, that piece is really fragile.
Oh, I got it. Don't worry.
I believe the original concept for the dunny was he was supposed to be a little rusted up.
Yeah.
So the drawing, which you're right, kind of looks a little like poo.
It does look a little like poo.
Or he lost a mud fight, perhaps. Yeah. I think that's supposed to be the rusting up.
Right.
Now, the piece itself, no rust.
I mean, you can see it. I mean, if you look in the really intense light, it's light.
It's very light.
Yeah.
It's very slight.
I have to say, having looked at that piece closer, that one is definitely on my list.
It's an awesome piece.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, and we should say, you know, Drill did a really great gas mask dunny custom line.
Right.
Himself.
Right.
Which I believe was the inspiration for obviously one, this piece. Right. But I mean, look, his work is phenomenal. I'm really proud to have him. Proud for him. That he got. I think this is his first mass market piece.
That's awesome.
I could be wrong,
right?
But I think this is like, well, is this mass? Do we call these mass? I'm calling it mass. I'm calling Kid Robot mass.
Well,
market.
produced
piece. Maybe that
right.
mass produced piece. Maybe
right.
that's what I should say.
Right, right.
I think this is his first mass.
In the sense that this is not a one off.
Yeah, it's definitely his first dunny.
Right.
That's not a custom.
So I'm up to 1/3 of these that I actually want.
All right, so the other ones that I really liked that I got, I like the Gumball Machine. I like the Zombie Hunter.
Right.
I like the Dirty Donnie one, which is the one next to the Gumball Machine.
The one that looks like a little tiger?
No, the other side.
Oh, okay.
Because what you can't tell in this picture,
and
the picture on the box, but the picture that you'll see in the website,
right?
That hair is hair. He comes with like a little wig, and it's all super puffy. It's
right.
like this huge puffy caveman looking
That's
dude. It's really cool. The mad piece I really like, and I actually got one of those. That's the biker skull guy.
Okay.
I got the blue one.
Oh, I like the blue one.
And the tongue and the emblem on the hat glow in the dark.
Oh, kinda nice.
Yeah. I really like the Betso, I believe is the artist. Betso, I'm sorry. Which is the snail piece. Again, in this picture, you can't see it, but he's got a sculpted snail shell on the back of him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I
see
him there.
That's a really, really cool piece. Oh, Mr. Frames is the one that did the gumball.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Mr. Frames is
Mr.
the one.
Mr. Frames, gotta give him. And you know what? Noticeably absent, Doc A.
Yeah, well, you know, he had his two.
Okay.
The other one that I really want is the question mark, question mark, question mark, the blacked out one. That's the Mishka piece.
Okay.
That is an eyeball. It's a giant eyeball.
Right.
On the body with a chainsaw. That's it's just really cool looking. But, you know, I pulled the Travis lamp. I pulled the 64 colors. I pulled the Kronk. I pulled the Alfonso Lamb. I pulled a bunch of them. So
okay, so you did well.
It's a good line. Oh, the Build-A-Line. Let's get back to the Build.
Oh, right. Okay. So each one of these now, if I understand you correct, OG, comes with a random Build-A-Piece.
Right. So each one comes with a random piece. Now, at first we thought, oh, okay, if you get the Mr. Frame, the gumball machine, you're going to get an ear.
Right.
Every time, you're going to get an ear. That's not the case.
Not the way
it's completely random.
Right.
Which I don't know. Like that might be a plus, but that might not be a plus because maybe you pull like the same dunny three times, but you get three different pieces. So it might help you complete the buildup.
Right.
But my understanding is all of those pieces are pretty, like the breakout is supposed to be pretty
even
with one exception.
What's that?
The heart.
The heart.
There is a heart in the middle of the skeleton.
Uh-huh.
That apparently is ultra rare. Like, selling for $200 just the heart on eBay.
Wow!
Right? Just the heart.
Uh-huh.
Originally, we thought that it came with the Mishka piece, because that was the rare
Gunny.
Yeah,
it makes sense.
But my heart, because I got lucky, came with the gumball machine.
Bizarre.
So here's where I think it's a dick move. You have a blind box series.
Really? Is that the way that you want to express it here, sir?
All right.
Could you be a little kind and say that you don't agree with this marketing decision?
I don't agree with the marketing decision of making a piece in a Build-A-Line that is sandwiched inside of a blind box series rare.
Gotcha. I don't agree with that either.
And there is a way that you could have done a piece like that and made it acceptable.
Just make each guy have the same piece.
No. Let me explain.
Okay.
The Build-A is a skeleton.
Yes.
Okay. Artist on the skeleton, I think, is Kronk, who does the wingnut piece in this line.
Uh-huh.
But the skeleton, right? Maybe you give him an accessory. Like, maybe you give him an extra bone to hold in his hand. Or like a little carrot.
Okay.
A little like bone looking carrot.
Right.
Right. And you make that rare, ultra rare, hard to find.
Right.
But you made the heart ultra rare. The problem is that without the heart, the head doesn't stay on.
Really?
So you can glue it on
if
you want. But the heart sits in the middle of the chest cavity.
So.
And has a peg on it.
For the head.
That holds the head on.
Oh.
So if you don't have the heart, you can't even build the Build-A sans the rare piece.
Right.
So my point, if you made it an accessory, but at least you could build the rest of it,
right,
it would be cool. People are like, all right, I'll get the accessory later.
Gotcha.
But you can't do that.
But you can't.
Now, again, I got lucky.
Right.
I got a heart.
Uh-huh.
And I traded and swapped. So I ended up with a complete Build-A.
That's great. I like the Build-A.
But I'm one of the lucky few.
Apparently.
I just don't agree with how they went about doing that heart. I really think that it should have been done differently.
Well,
we love Kid Robot.
We do.
We like what they put out.
Uh-huh.
We like this series.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I just don't like the Build-A.
I think if I'm correct, since I've started since you've introduced me to this OG and I've taken to the Dunnies a little bit, this may be the most in a single series that I actually wanted for myself.
In a single series, yes.
I think so, right?
Kid Robot gets mad props for this series. My understanding is they have a new company in China doing
The production?
The production. And it has allowed them to really branch out with what they can do with the Dunnies.
Right.
For example, the Beast Brothers Dunny. From the Azteca line.
Right.
Which was that stone looking dude.
Yeah.
Like, that was really something they never really did.
Right.
the mad piece in this one, which is that biker head, like yeah. that's like really, I mean, some people have made the argument, is it even a Dunny anymore at that point? Yes, it is.
I think
get over
it.
But I say get over it. It still is. So Kid Robot gets props for really stepping up their game.
Nice.
Trying to stay fresh and new. Trying to take a series that, you know, some people have kind of grown out of.
Right.
And bring those people back in. A lot of people I know that don't collect Dunnies anymore are like, I'm buying 2011s. There's ones in there that I really want. So,
right.
So it's a great line. Again, maybe you're one of the lucky four and you win one from us. But if not, you know, go to Suburban Vital. He's got cases and cases of them. Go online and buy them from him. He's got plenty of them, you know? And, you know, check him out. It's definitely worth your while.
And check out KidRobot.com as well. And you'll hear more about other Kid Robot releases right here on Big Kev's Geek Stuff in the future. But, OG, for now, let's take our final break and we'll come right back with the wrap-up of Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 230, We Told You So. Matt, you have to check out our latest sponsor, In His Likeness.
In His Likeness is a non-denominational view of the gods and how they view us. With pot shots at pop culture, geekdom, and good versus evil, over 250 strips about dots can't be wrong.
Yeah, they're really funny, too. Kind of just a bunch of weird dots, but they have their own sort of little universe, and I think they're really funny.
You can check them out at inhislikeness.com.
Wait, that was mine.
I know, but you threw off the flow. With
why aren't you doing some sort of riff thing? Told me to riff, I riffed.
Yeah, but we don't have anything else to say now other than when it's updated and when the website is.
Why don't you have an opinion?
It's not an opinion piece. It's a ad.
Fine. You can check out In His Likeness at inhislikeness.com, conveniently. And it's updated 3 times a week, Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday. InHisLikeness.com.
Bitch, what you don't know about me, I just about squeeze in the Grand fucking Canyon.
Hey, this is Kevin Smith, Big Kev's love slave.
Did you know I always wanted to be a dancer in Vegas?
Then you're listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
What do you look so shocked for, man? Fat bastard does this all the time. He thinks just because he don't say anything, it'll have some huge impact when he does open his fucking mouth. Jesus Christ, why don't you shut up?
Geek Stuff is wrapping up.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff's episode 230, We Told You So. Special thanks to our new sponsors, Suburban Vinyl and Superpower Collectibles. Check out both of those sponsors. Links over at the site. Don't forget, there's a coupon code for Superpower Collectibles. Use code Big Kev.
Yeah,
get $10 off a purchase of $40 or more plus free shipping.
Yeah, so go buy something. You know you're going to buy something the next couple of weeks. Go over to Superpower Collectibles and do it there. Help out the show. Help out the sponsors. Help us help you help them.
And of course, what we talked about tonight, you know, I don't quite remember. Well, I don't have it written down the same way.
In essence, we just want to let everyone know, of course, we're back. We're going to be on track. Your regular yet surprisingly new type of show next week. And so we just wanted to let that. We touched on a few news topics like the revamp of DC, some other things as well. In the second half of the show, we talked about some comics.
Robot 13 and King.
Right.
Which you should check out from Blacklist Studios. And introducing Volume 3 from Vegemation Press. We're going to be giving away a copy of this book.
Right.
So go over to the message boards and enter into that.
Is that what you do in the message boards on that one? Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, they got to go over to Vegemation.com.
Right. Pick out something from the store that they think they would want in addition to this.
And put that up there.
All right. Now, you're not going to get that other thing.
No, you're only getting introducing Volume 3.
But look, just as a way of going over there and checking out what they have.
That's all.
You know, That's not asking too much.
And then in the toy section, the product section tonight, we talked about the brand new line of 2011 Dunnies from Kid Robot. We're giving four of those bad boys away. Just drop an email to geekstuffog@gmail.com. Please start all of your emails with "Hey Kev."
In order to be eliminated and not win, remember to put the subject line, "I want a Dunny," and name and address.
And we'll randomly pick four winners for that. And I think that's it, OG. Couple of things just to look forward to. As we said, Big Kev's game stuff, Little Fifi's Who stuff, both coming back in the next couple of weeks.
Our new peg warmer of the week.
New peg warmer of the week. Hey, you know, we're not closed-minded here to contests, friends. So if you have any ideas, send them over here, and we'll mash them around, see if we can use them. If you're in the New Jersey area, you want to become part of the Big Kev's Geek Stuff family, we have that third mic available.
That's right.
Certainly welcome to join us, and we would love to have a third guy in here again.
Sure.
We do. I still miss just Mike. But that said, of course, that position is open. If you're available or interested, we'd like to talk to you. You can drop an email to geekstuffog@gmail.com. And there's a whole bunch of new stuff going to be happening soon. There's more video going to be coming on the way. I think
new website.
In addition to the new website, I think we're going to have a very big video announcement in the very near future.
Look forward to the Big Kev's Geek Stuff online store.
Yes,
coming down the pipeline.
Yes,
with some,
that's
exciting
true.
Stuff in there.
Uh-huh.
And
what else you got?
I don't know. Facebook.com/BKGeekStuff, BKGeekStuff at Twitter. If you want to follow me at GeekStuffOG. 425-920-6050.
We haven't plugged that at
the
all.
The GVM hotline.
You know, if you'd like to go to the GVM hotline.
425-920-6050.
And comment on what you were doing. What did you do while the show was on hiatus?
Yeah.
Best answer is going to win a prize.
There you go.
Pretty nice prize, too. We'll tell you all about it when we pick a random winner. It's not going to be random. It's going to be who has the best response. What did you do while the show was on hiatus? The best answer, of course, will win a fabulous prize from this program. We are just giving shit away hand over fist.
We have a lot of shit to give. So.
Yeah, and of course, we're in Studio B now, and as Studio B's construction continues, and now you heard some, you may have heard some construction throughout the show. As it continues, we are going to be bringing you the show. We're very happy to do so. And with that, OG, do you have any other plugs before I end the program?
No.
And with that, OG, I will end this episode of Big Kev Geek Stuff as we end all episodes by saying goodnight, Just Mike, wherever you are.
And on that note, we cue the music.
Roads go ever, ever on. Over rock and under tree, by caves where never sun has shone, by streams that never find the sea. Roads go ever, ever on, under cloud and under star. Yet feet that wandering have gone will turn at last to home afar. Over snow by winter sown, and through the merry flowers of June, over grass and over stone, under the mountains in the moon, roads go ever, ever on. Over rock and under tree, by caves where never sun has shone, by streams that never find the sea.